Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for, what is it, already December the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2018? This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday as well. And just so you know, raw honey can be delivered to your door. Probably not in time for Christmas now. It's going to be tough. But you know what? You can have it for the new year. You can kick off the new year with the sweet taste of raw honey. LocalHoneyMan.com. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. 801-669-2211. A recap of yesterday's broadcast quickly. We talked about Senator Rand Paul. Says, I am happy to see a president who can declare victory and bring our troops out of a war. That has not happened in a long time. I agree with Senator Rand Paul on that. We want less war, folks. We're in too many wars around the world. That's for sure. Senate passes criminal justice reform bill. Rand Paul thrilled with the passage of the First Step Act. True to its name, this prison and sentencing reform bill is a much-needed first step towards rehabilitation rather than incarceration. Amen to that. We also talked about Jeff Flake will introduce legislation to increase taxes on carbon dioxide emissions. Shame on Jeff. On his way out, he tries to do more damage. Tries to give us a bloody nose on his way out. Don't let him do it, Congress. Hopefully it'll be a bill that he submits and gets rejected soundly. Great news, Chick-fil-A poised to become the third largest fast food chain in America. You know, we love them because they're closed on Sunday and they back wonderful Christian causes. They're also one of the most customer service oriented fast food places on the planet, not to mention their food's as fresh as you can get in a fast food environment. I'm just telling you, great people, great stuff, good news. Tucker Carlson's advertisers are going away. I pray that trend reverses. Tucker's not meaning to be evil. We're just simply saying unless you can assimilate people to America's way of life, it doesn't do good to bring in people who don't speak our language, who don't share our culture, who don't believe in our values, who don't understand our laws. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. That's all he's saying. Now, there's nothing wrong with being kind to folks and letting folks come to America, but let's separate and weed out the criminals and the bad element. Shut them down. Let's have the stream of legal people coming to America. Let's put some standards in place, shall we? Let's make it possible. Let's find sponsors for these people. There's nothing wrong with good people trying to come to America. But how do we stop the bad guys and, well, how do we bless the good guys, huh? But yet I bring that up and I just can't seem to make any progress. Now, this border wall issue, the GoFundMe, well, it's raised over $10 million now, some say. But here's the problem. I'll get to this in a minute in more detail, but the government says they can't accept the money. I'll break it down just for you coming up. Worker in disputed North Carolina race had been investigated for fraud before. So when they tell you there's no fraud in the elections, they're lying. They know they've already investigated people for fraud before. But they let it go. A political operative, the guy's name is L. McCray Dallas Jr. Well, he ran a fraud scheme in the 16 election. He had done it before as well. Oh, I guess he ran it in 16 and then he ran it again in 18. But they say there's no vote fraud. But what's up with all that? As sex ceases to sell, modesty has its fashion moment. That's good news, right? We also talked about the 3D printed house made of earth and rice husks. It costs less than a cell phone to build, about $1,000 for one of these babies. And, you know, for America, it might or might not make sense. But it does make sense. Well, we got a lot of homeless in America, huh? Anyway, it makes sense for a lot of people. At least you'd get a roof over your head, huh? Anyway, we rounded out hour one on that. Hopefully, Kurt's going to follow up and get some guests regarding some of these unique housing options. They're fascinating to learn about and discover, huh? That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two brought to you by World Affairs Brief. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Joel Skousen's commentary on a troubled world. All right, we also talked about Charlottesville, Virginia. A jury recommended life plus 419 years for James Alex Fields Jr., convicted of killing a lady and injuring people with his car. And they say that it was intentional, that he's a white supremacist, that it's just evil. And what's life plus 419 years? I mean, it's just some goofy, as Kurt says, why not life plus a million years? Give him a million years for his crimes. Okay, what are we talking about, folks? Now, you know what? We've never heard from Mr. Fields. And we've never heard his side of the story either. Does that concern you? It does me. You know, did he really just angrily kill everybody as a white supremacist going psychotic? Or was he really fleeing from abuse that he was taking? And did an accident happen? Well, since we can never hear from James Fields himself, we'll probably never really know the truth. But we know this. It isn't as we've been told. This official story's bogus, folks. Now, that doesn't mean I'm defending this guy. I don't know anything about him. I don't know him. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know what his intentions were or not. I have no idea. But I know I don't believe what we're being told at all. All right. Gutting the IRS. Who wins when a crucial agency is defunded? Well, the headline's, in my opinion, not very informative. First off, nobody gutted the IRS. It's alive and well, folks. They have reduced funding, and we got to give them credit. That's better than nothing. But I'd love to see that agency completely gutted, that's for sure. And when they say, who wins when a crucial agency is defunded? Well, man, if you could really defund the IRS, now you'd be onto something. Hey, I support legitimate taxation to fund the proper role of the nation. But I don't support an IRS having people run around in horror and fear. Okay, even guys that like me who file our taxes, who sign under penalty of perjury, we do our best to get it right, but even in the end, we're still in fear that they might come back and audit us, and we might make a mistake, and we might go to jail or have massive fines. Even when you comply, you're still in fear of the government. Why do they allow that to continue? The Republicans, in my opinion, with this regard, have blood on their hands. They've had control of everything for so long, and they've done nothing with it. Federal Reserve raises interest rates a fourth of a point for the fourth time this year. The market doesn't like it. The markets tumble yesterday once again, and now folks are saying it looks like poking the bear. What does that mean? It means instead of a booming economy, it's going to be a bad news economy. It's going to get worse. In fact, what's fascinating is the mainstream press, what do you say? How does this work? The mainstream press predicts the futures are not going to do well. So now you got folks literally manipulating the market by predicting the future of the futures. Sounds like a bad future, doesn't it? Actual witches are not pleased with President Donald Trump. He keeps talking about a witch hunt. And they don't like that repeated use of the term witch hunt. So there you go. The witches are rising up in America, ladies and gentlemen. Sad to say, we should be a Christian nation, huh? Smuggler packs 19 immigrants in a pickup truck near Texas border. Wow. Donald Trump claims new NAFTA trade deal is funding the border wall. And he says Mexico's paid for the wall. Well, then why would the House put $5 billion in the spending package to keep the government open to fund the wall if it's already in another bill? Are we going to fund the wall twice, three times, 10 times? What are we talking about, Donald? There's confusion everywhere, folks, is the bottom line. More blood pressure medications recalled over cancer risk. Well, where was the Food and Drug Administration when they asked for these drugs to be on the market? If they're a cancer risk, did they do enough study to... Why don't we just shut down the FDA? They're not doing any good. Costing us a bunch of money. Unconstitutional as all get out. All right. Georgia goes after Uber for millions of dollars. So there you go. Yeah, all that'll mean is government gets richer and your ability to get a ride gets more expensive, huh? Biological man dominating women's handball championships. You know, biological man, biological women. You know what? God created he, them, male and female is how I look at it. And so I want to stick with the gender God assigned. And I don't know. They call me a simpleton for thinking of it that way. In fact, they're even talking about putting me in jail for thinking about it that way. Louis Gohmert says, I don't see Trump winning the re-election if the border wall is not built. Well, I don't know if he's right or not. If the insiders want Donald Trump to win, he'll win. If they don't, he won't. That's as simple as it gets. But I agree, we need to take border security seriously, that's for sure. The United States secures 20-year deal to supply natural gas to Poland. And I don't understand this at all. Why would we supply natural gas to Poland? And how would we get it there? It's just weird, weird stuff, if you ask my opinion. Where's the environmentalists when you need them? Transferring natural gas, what, 4,000-plus miles to Poland? I mean, it's just crazy. How expensive is it to transfer that gas and keep it safe? And I mean, it's just weird stuff. Thomas Massey, well-known GOP congressman, secured $100 billion for hurricane relief back in the day. How come we can't find $5 billion for the wall? Well, Thomas Massey is exactly right. Well, the House agrees with Donald Trump, and we'll get into this as the broadcast unfolds. Turns out the House approved a stopgap spending bill, and they got $5 billion for the house in it. Or, I'm sorry, for the border wall in it. We'll talk about it. Donald and the House on the same side of the page for a change. What will the Senate do? Time will tell this afternoon, huh? All right, Sam and Kurt breaking it down just for you. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. So the Senate passed a stopgap spending measure, and they sent it to the House. And I criticized this soundly because all spending bills, if you read your supreme law of the land, are supposed to start in the House of Representatives, not the Senate, okay? So I say shame on the Senate for even passing that bill in the first place. It did not contain border wall funding. Donald Trump declared it dead on arrival. The House picked it up. They changed a bunch of stuff. Kurt, they added $5 billion to the stopgap spending measure for the border wall, $5 billion, and they passed it. They had a vote, 217 to 185. It passed, and now it's going back to the Senate. The Senate must either approve the measure or risk shutting down, listen carefully, Kurt, a quarter of the government. So, you know, they always tell you there's a government shutdown, there's a government shutdown. But when you really study it, they're only shutting down a quarter of the government, Kurt. And my problem with it is they're shutting down some of the proper role of government. In other words, the constitutional government. And I say shame on them for not doing their jobs. If they shut down the proper role of government, I have a problem with that. I believe in legitimate proper role of government. Okay, so they better not shut that down. They have a job, and we didn't hire them or elect them or appoint them or however they are in office. Hire them to shut down legitimate proper role of government. We didn't hire them to do that. They have no authority to shut down that. At the same time, any government that's not proper role of government or constitutionally delegated, then I say they need to shut that down and they need to do it permanently. So the problem is, in my opinion, it's only a quarter of the government anyway, number one. Number two, we're not even talking about the right issues. Okay, we just say, oh, we're going to shut down the government. Then you find out it's only a quarter of the government. And then you find out it's only the services that affect most Americans, not the services that ought to be shut down. And so they debate this essential services versus non-essential versus, and it's a fiasco. Any thoughts on this, Kurt? At least good for the House putting the border wall in there, huh? But what'll happen is they'll shut down the government. The Senate will blame it on Donald. Donald will blame it on the Senate. And now we'll just have a fiasco. And then eventually somebody will cave. What do you say?
Well, what I wanted to ask is, are you surprised with what happened yesterday?
No. You mean with the House passing it, you mean?
Well, yeah. You know, what we had yesterday when we did the program, basically we were aware of the Senate basically passing something that was going to leave us into, what, February, you know, just before Valentine's. And that was when the next, you know, showdown, so-called, would be. You know, it looked like basically President Trump had basically just kind of given up on the whole idea and he was just going to roll over, right? That's what it looked like yesterday.
Well, that's
morning.
What he said he was going to do, basically.
Well, so that's
what it didn't
what,
look like.
Least,
he made, yeah. You know, he said kind of things like that, right?
Well, something came out that looked like that, and so it was, you know, at least in my opinion, it was good news about yesterday's moves. We'll see what happens, but like you said, man, imagine if they included into the mix, well, hey, look, since we're thinking of shutting down things, let's just shut down the unconstitutional parts of government. Get things back the way they ought to be.
And I agree with you 1,000%, Kurt, but you know what? Nobody's even talking about that I understand. I mean, no one's really saying, listen, let's make a list of what's government, what, you know, line items in government would be constitutional that we need to continue with, what items are not constitutional. And when they say a quarter of the government, I don't even know what that means. Are we talking about the quarter of the dollars spent? Are we talking about the quarter of the employees? Are we talking about a quarter of the line items of expenditures based on a budget, you know, reality? What does a quarter of the government mean, Kurt? Does that mean whatever Kurt's going to interact with, or Kurt being the public, right? Whatever we're going to interact with on a day-to-day basis, that's the stuff they're going to shut down so that we feel the pain and decide to demand we refund government? I mean, what are we talking about? And the problem is it's so complex, Kurt, that it's really hard to know.
Well, and it's exactly what you say. What typically happens is they want to try to teach you a lesson like, hey, man, if you don't give us just unlimited use of all the money that's ever possible, then we're going to try to teach you a lesson and say, hey, see how bad it is if you don't do that. When what they really ought to be doing is going right down through it, like you say, and saying, hey, this isn't in the Constitution. This shouldn't be there. You know, like, for example, you know, back in Nixon's time, I thought it was interesting to learn that, you know, basically you got three new government agencies in Nixon's time. And, you know, he thought that if he would just ante up and kind of give them some new, more government, that, hey, the media would love him and, you know, there would be more, you know, support for him, et cetera, from the guys that were his opposition. Not really. You know, they just kept opposing him, and yet they moved forward by getting more government. When we
yeah, you give them an
say,
inch, you give them an inch, they take a mile, and they still mock you in the process, right?
That's right.
Well, but I look at it and say, listen, this is not a debate about left and right. This is not a debate about Republicans versus Democrats. This is not a debate versus ugly versus pretty, tall versus short, white versus black, you know, day versus night. You know, it's not a debate of any of those things. Look, here's the reality, in my opinion. If you understand the proper role of constitutional government, and by the way, the Constitution is, last time I checked, still the supreme law of the land. Okay, so this isn't my opinion or, you know, whatever. Now, you might get into the details and have some debates, but listen carefully. This is not about all those divides. This is about the rule of law. And this is about properly talking about and discussing, hey, what authority has been delegated to whom? And what funding should back that authority given? So let me give you an example. Let's say that we say Congress has a job to make law. Okay? The courts have a job to interpret law. The executive branch or the president has the job to carry out the law that's made by Congress and interpreted by the courts. And there's a check and balance between those three branches of government. Right now, in the carrying out of those duties, we should fund it. And we shouldn't debate every 6 months on we're going to shut down and train wreck the government. And we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We hired them to run it smoothly and stably. And okay. So what we need to do is go through the Constitution line by line and say, hey, what legitimate line items, in other words, delegations, authority is granted, and what funding should accompany that granting of authority? In other words, we're going to give you authority to do something, Kurt. I'm going to ask you to do something, and then I got to give you the funding or the support to carry that out, right? So what would those fundings be? And defending our nation is one of them. So you know what? The border wall to me makes some sense. Now you could say, well, Sam, you know, I don't like border walls. Well, you know what? I understand that I'm one of those guys that I'm not really fond of a wall. I personally, and it's not that I'm against a wall so much. It's that I don't like to just say we got to have a big, beautiful wall or else we're not going to make any progress on the border. I personally think we can use all kinds of technologies. For example, roads behind the wall so that you can get from point A to point B on our side of the border quickly would be valuable. Another example is Stuart Rhodes, our guest from Oath Keepers, who came on this program after an incredible reconnaissance mission on the border, said, listen, the only way you're really going to gain the upper hand in this border cat and mouse game is if you have people, border patrol agents, etc., who are in the air. Because if they're in the air, they can see so much more of the border. They can identify things. They can get from point A to point B much more quickly. And okay, so you know what? I support the wall. But I support a greater discussion on security than just a wall. Okay, I don't want to just be like, oh man, I got to have a big, beautiful wall to stare at. That doesn't impress me. Now, sections of a wall combined with negotiations with the Mexican government, along with appropriate funding of controlling the air and the ground and building the infrastructure to do a good job and put technology and sensors and all kind of things on the border. Now you're starting to impress me. We have some of the greatest minds in the history of the world. We have some of the best technology this world's ever known to date. Okay, don't tell me we cannot control the border. But right now, according to the reconnaissance of people that I trust, I've got friends who have gone to the border and done their own reconnaissance missions. And when I say friends, I'm talking about people that have served in the military. I'm talking about people that have served on police forces and in sheriff's offices and on police forces. Okay, these are security experts. And they all tell me that, you know what, we can do this. We can secure the border. But right now, the drug cartels control both sides of the border, they claim. The drug cartels and the sex traffickers and stuff like this, the human traffickers, the slave owners, slave trade, the coyote, they control the border. And it's got to stop. So I appreciate discussions on the wall, but I don't like it when we just kind of dumb it down to the lowest common denominator and say, well, the wall's going to solve everything. And without it, we're in danger, and with it, we're safe. That isn't true. But if we really take security seriously, and a wall being part of that, it's absolutely true. Good for the House and good for Donald. What will the Senate do?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so my analysis is, you know what, I understand the vote 217 to 185 by the House to add $5 billion to the stopgap to fund government short term, and I get it. And I get that Donald wants $5 billion for the border wall, and I get that a border wall is important, but I also get that I don't like to look at it as, hey, you got a wall, you're secure. Wow, we're safe, we're done. We solved that problem. And no, you don't got a border wall, you're so in jeopardy, it's going to be a meltdown. I don't believe that's the truth. I think that's oversimplification. And I look at border security as a wall in certain areas, plus other capabilities. And I've mentioned some of them right before the pause. And I think that we need to look at it a little bit more broadly than that. What they're calling this in the House is $5 billion plus dollars for border security. And I like that idea, and whether, you know, I don't know the legislation because, again, we can't even get the bills to read them. Number one, they're so large. Number two, they come out so fast. Number three, we can't get our hands on them at all. So I think we ought to simplify the legislative, well, I don't know what you call it, but this is like an omnibus spending bill to keep the government open short term kind of an idea. So I reject the simplification of the reality on the border wall. And I also reject this idea that, you know, we got to just either shut down or keep open the government, or we're going to shut down a quarter of the government, or we're going to play games with how we define all this. I want to use the supreme law of the land and a line item budget to determine what we fund and what we don't. And I want to simply ask the question, is this line item, is this expenditure constitutional? If it is, I say you have no business defunding it. You have every obligation to fund it. That is the proper role of government. That is what we've elected you and hired you government officials to do. If it is not constitutional, then I simply say you have no business funding it. You have no authority. And I use that simple breakdown as my guide. What do you think of this analysis, Kurt?
I like it.
What do you think of the analysis on the border wall? I just think we've kind of made it so simple. You're either for the wall or against the wall, and there's this big divide. That's not even what it's about. The wall is part of the solution, I agree.
Yeah, so much that needs to be done, you know, and when you look at this, for example, military spending around the world and places like Afghanistan and Syria or whatever, and I agree that there may be needs there. There may be people that are in danger, et cetera, whatever. But what about our own country? You know, until we basically have our borders and our own people protected from invasion, et cetera, then I think we have no business doing any of the other stuff. And we've got plenty of, you know, I mean, plenty of money to put at defending people all around the world, and yet, you know, people all along that southern border, tell us, well, you know, like Stuart Rhodes was saying, it's just not happening down there, is it?
All right, so the next issue on the table here, Kurt, you brought this up, and we didn't get a chance to vet this headline enough. We mentioned it yesterday. I want to mention it again, though. U.S. Postal Service allegedly canceled Christmas stamps for being too religious. Now, we know they canceled the stamps. What we don't know is if it was because they were too religious or not. Right, Kurt? Is that the debate here? What does allegedly mean?
Well, what you have, of course, anything, these lawyer terms, allegedly, that only can be proven if they go to court or whatever, you know. But here's what it says. It says Tavia Hunt was only looking to print some nice stamps for family Christmas cards. But what she found might become a pivotal Supreme Court case testing the deep state's war against Christmas. Lawyers for this lady sent a letter to the U.S. Postal Service demanding an explanation for a policy adopted in early 2017 that allegedly bars, quote, all religious content, end quote, from being used on U.S. postal stamps, even those created privately through third-party printers authorized to create customized stamps. A bar on religious imagery in stamps would be unconstitutional, according to Tavia's lawyers at First Liberty Institute. And so basically what you've got is, you know, just more of the same. Same as somebody wants to put some, you know, evil stuff on their own customized stamp, hey, that's just fine. But if you're going to put, you know,
and that's the calling good evil and evil good double standard that we've got in our society. But, Kurt, I'm kind of stupid. So can you help me out? I look at my First Amendment to the supreme law of the land.
Yes.
Okay, and it says Congress shall make no law.
Right.
So if Congress hasn't made a law, and since there's nobody else that has authority to make any law, does the government have the right to shut her down? See, I don't think they have the authority to shut her down, Kurt. Do you?
Well, I don't either, but you got to remember, some people read that thing that you just read, you know, that Congress shall make no law. They read it to say that, hey, there's going to be a separation of church and state.
Wait a minute.
Is what they,
there's no, it doesn't say anything like that.
It doesn't say it, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you want to know why, though?
The average, well, people been lied to.
We've been propagandized for so long on that issue. Go read the law,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen. Go read the First Amendment, and you tell me, does it say separation of church and state? I don't see it anywhere. Now, I get the whole historical reality of why they say that. I understand. And I get that the federal government should not create a singular religion or back a specific religion. I get it. But in this case, we're talking about, hey, a lady wants Christmas stamps. Why can't she have them?
And just so you know who this lady is, she's the wife of the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right.
And earlier this year, she decided to have custom stamps made from a picture of her family taken in front of the easily recognizable, what they call onion-shaped minarets of St. Basil's Cathedral.
Well, I say good for her. More power to her. Let her do it. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
The article says it's a cute, if familiar, image. American tourists standing in front of St. Basil's in silly fur hats. Hunt and two of her daughters are holding her flag reading, Chiefs kingdom in the team's colors.
Well, and all they're doing is just celebrating what they did this year and their family. And, you know, it's all about God, family, country. I don't see any issue with it at all, Kurt. But this is an example where, hey, anything good just seems to be under fire. Anything evil seems to be promoted. All right, there's a headline too, Kurt. Oh, do you got more on this?
Oh, no, that's pretty much all the deal. There's a lot more to the story, but it's just, you know, I mean.
Yeah, you got to ferret through and decide if there's valuable educational opportunities or making a point that we need to understand in a modern society.
There's
then
no
bring
way
it up,
to do you know? Everything.
In yeah, you're right about that.
Like you said.
But all I'm telling you is my stand on this is why can't she do that?
Yeah, that's why I bring it up.
Amen. All right, now, there's a question being asked all over the internet, Kurt. What would you get President Donald J. Trump for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to ask the hard-hitting questions, and, you know, we can take a hard-hitting response, okay, Kurt? But the Democrats, you know what they're saying?
What?
Democrats say, well, you got to get him something he can use in prison for sure. See what I mean? And I just look at this, and I'm like, wait a minute, is this kind of like leading the witness? What do you mean get him something for prison? So far, there's not been any. What, Kurt?
Well, these people
prosecution
have,
or?
You know, they have wish lists, and this is their wish. You know,
I see.
They wish to
but, Kurt, we have this thing in America called due process, and according to due process,
I know, but
there's not even charges filed against Donald J. Trump yet, is there, Kurt?
No.
Are there
but
fire charges?
Not that I know of.
Well, then this whole idea is preposterous.
Well, it's kind of like a parent, you know, Sam, when you know about, you know, the plan that God has to have us each be able to choose, you know, between good and evil.
I like that plan.
Sometimes when you have your own children, you occasionally think it would be nice to suspend this plan.
Yeah, but that goes to no good. That's a bad starter.
Well, I know, but it's tempting, and that's exactly what happens with these people. You
okay,
know,
but I just want to remind these people.
The president so much, they want to suspend the rules and put him in there.
But I want to remind them of the rules. That's my job, Kurt. They tell you that I'm anti-government. Yeah. I'm the one doubling down and defending the rules. Now, you'd say, well, Sam, you're for locking up Hillary. Yeah, because there's already laws that she's violated. Now, if you want to say we got to finish the due process for Hillary, then I would say I agree. I'm not suggesting we suspend Hillary's due process. I've never suggested that for a second.
Let her have her day in court
Absolutely.
With real judges examining all the evidence.
That's right.
Like, we can't talk about that. We can't talk about this. We can't do that.
But I'm not in any way suggesting to violate due process for Hillary or anybody else.
Yeah.
And I never have. I don't believe in that. All right. Anyway, so, Kurt, the question is, what would you get President Trump for Christmas? Do you have any idea? Now, this is if you had the ability to grant anything for Christmas. This isn't, you know, what Kurt could afford or, you know what I mean? Like if Kurt was to treat President Trump as a neighbor and bring him over some, you know, whatever your gift may be, you know, it's not that. It's what would you get from the whole world's open to you. You're like the genie in a bottle just unpacked kind of an idea, right? Mm-hmm. What would you get the Donald for Christmas, Kurt? Think about it on the pause. Don't blow it before the break. You're supposed to do good radio and make people wait, right? All right, that's how they taught us to do it back in radio school that we never attended. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hang tight. Sam and Kurt, this is Liberty Roundtable Live, the one and only. And I want to know what you would get for Trump for Christmas. And Sydney Powell, she's an attorney. She has an idea, too. Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
All right, the Democrats are saying they want to get Donald something for prison for Christmas, because, you know, all I can tell you is, so what would you get the President of the United States for Christmas, ladies and gentlemen? Just kind of wondering. And I've been thinking about this, and I'll tell you what I'd give him, probably. There's a couple of different things that I might consider, so I'll just share my internal thoughts with you. But Kurt goes first, right? What would you get the President for Christmas, Kurt?
You know, I was thinking of, remember in the 12 days of Christmas, you've got, you know, the first day of Christmas, you know, and you go on down through the whole list. I mean, I bet I could go down through and get, like, you know, you'd have on the 12th day of Christmas, you get him 12 good advisors, you know, including Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Clark, Sheriff, you know, Stuart Rhodes,
Constitutional
Scott
advisors.
Bradley, you know, yeah, you know, you give them all those guys. And when it comes to the five gold rings, then you'd probably give them, like, you know, some great courage to repent in every way necessary so that, hey, the God of heaven can lead him in the right way. I mean, there's so much of that that would happen. Of course, you'd want to give him things like, you know, an elimination of the Federal Reserve, gone would be all the unconstitutional agencies. You know, that'd all be fit into your 12 days of Christmas. I mean,
Kurt got three wishes
Christmas.
And he did it all in one, right? Yeah. All I'm telling you is I get your point. If there's one thing I would give President Trump, it would be a defund Planned Parenthood and abolish abortion on demand in America pro-life bill on his desk to sign. Because I believe pro-life is one of the most important issues. I understand there's a lot of other issues like the border and the Federal Reserve and money. And I mean, those issues are critical, critical, critical. I get it. But I'm just telling you, the whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty and property, or the pursuit of happiness, however you want to call it. All right. I don't know of anything more important than life. And if a government can't protect life, I don't know what the purpose of government is, or I don't know what the value of government would be. Right. And so I bring that up first, but you're right. I mean, it's a target rich environment, as you like to say, Kurt. There's a lot we could do. The Democrats are wishing for prison for the president. Kurt's wishing the president would repent before God and get absolute guidance. Attorney Sidney Powell's in the news too, Kurt. And says Mueller has destroyed evidence and has obstructed justice in the Flynn case. Mueller's time is up. Lock him up. And so that's kind of what Sidney Powell, we've had her on the radio with us the other day. And that's kind of an important issue. But I would wish that we could just not have such a divided America. I wish we could go back to realizing that God is the author of our liberty. And, you know, we don't need to have the government picking a specific religion, but I would like the government to support a proper Ten Commandments and principles that made America great. You know, de Tocqueville said America's great because America's good, referring to the morality of the nation and stuff like that. And, man, just think about what we could do if we turned back to God in a meaningful way. Pro-life groups, for example, right now, Kurt, are saying the NIH director, that's the National Institutes of Health director, Francis Collins is thwarting Trump's pro-life agenda. Did you see this?
No.
And this is the typical thing you get. They say fetal tissue research will continue to be a mainstay of the NIH's agenda, if you will. And I know that it fosters the trafficking of body parts and stuff. It's kind of grisly. But the problem is, this is what Donald has. He does a lot of good. He speaks out. And you know, he's a very pro-life president, at least so far that I've seen. But we have the swamp just so deep. Everything he stands for, he's got people in his administration literally tooth and nail opposing, Kurt. And this is an example. So, you know, some would say we'd want a big, beautiful wall to give to Donald for Christmas. I mean, that guy that's raising $10 million in the GoFundMe, that's what he would do, right, Kurt? But you know what? I look at it and I say, unless we start with the protection of life, I don't know what we could start with that would matter too much, Kurt, to be honest with you. We've got to protect life. Because that's the most innocent among us, these babies. Or the elderly, or whatever. We have got to start by protecting them. And I know there's a lot of critical issues to focus on. But I don't know of a more important one. So anyway, I would give President Trump a pro-life bill that defunds Planned Parenthood. And Kurt would do the omnibus spending bill for Christmas, all 12 days in one, you know. And I kind of agree with Kurt there, you know, we got a lot to work on. But I believe pro-life is probably one of the most important pieces of it all. And I've said that since the Republicans took control a long time ago. So I've been on the same message, and I'm going to stick with that message. All right, so it's sad, though, that the pro-life director is undermining and going to use fetal tissue in their research and anything else, promoting the selling of body parts by Planned Parenthood and others. I mean, it's tragic, Kurt, bordering on criminal in my humble opinion. All right, Donald Trump challenges McConnell, Kurt, to what, a fight?
Well, what he's challenging him to do is to fight. In other words,
yeah, not
you know,
to a to fight.
Not,
to fight.
What? Yeah, he...
Oh, the reason I want to make that clear, Kurt, is because a lot of people have challenged the Donald to a fight and, like, you know, whatever. And
yeah.
He's not talking about that, right? He's talking about fighting right. for our causes. Go
yeah,
ahead,
yeah, you know, instead of what happened so many times with McConnell, at least that I've ever seen, is just, like, roll over, just, oh, you know, those guys said they wouldn't do it, so I'm not going to do anything here. And, you know, so... Wouldn't it be nice, I mean, to see a, I mean, imagine a Rand Paul in charge of the Senate. I mean, wow. Or a Mike Lee, you know, even a Ted Cruz, you know. But it seems like you just got milquetoast McConnell, you know. But anyway, maybe he will. Maybe he's going to develop a, you know, spine, a backbone. It could happen. So,
well, it's a long shot, but yeah. We're praying. And I, you know, when we say... Trump challenges McConnell, fight, and he's proud of the House. This is an example where I think we're talking about something that makes sense, though. Senate, are you 100 senators? No, let me be very clear. Primarily controlled by the Republicans. I know it's lame duckish. I get it. But, you know, still, are you guys going to really shut down the government, or are you going to fund national border security? What is it going to be? It's really nice to see the House and the president on the same side of something for a change. Now, I get it's the last days and of the, you know, controlled Congress by the Republicans. And okay, but at least it's something. And I agree with President Trump. It's time to fight. It's time to stand up. Now, I don't know what else is in this omnibus bill. I can't decide if I'm for the bill or not because I don't even know what it's in it. But I know this. Supporting our border security, I think, is one of the very few legitimate, proper role, delegated responsibilities of the government, Kurt. I do. I mean, there's not a lot of the things government does that I think they ought to be doing, but this is one of them.
Imagine that.
It's kind of like if people want to attack the post office. Now, I get that the post office needs to run more efficiently and go back to its core mission and all that kind of stuff. But right. You know what? I do believe the post office to be constitutional, Kurt.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I'm for it. Now, if you say, Sam, we don't need it in modern day, and I'm not saying we can't discuss some changes maybe. But what I'm saying is I'd like to just return it to its core, and I don't think we have a problem. And I've laid out a very cogent, logical, way that the post office could stay alive and be profitable and do well. It'd be very, very, very minimalistic, by the way, compared to what you see today. But it would be awesome. But, you know, of course, nobody listens to me, right? All right. Anyway, I say to everybody, fight for the role or fight for the constitutional government every time, people. Please. Republicans, Democrats, House, left, right, liberal, conservative, whatever. You know what? Let's fight. Let's fight for the right, shall we? All right. Americans, Kurt, are doubling down and saying government is the country's top problem in new poll. Do you want to go off on this one?
Well, we would say that wicked government or out of control government or unconstitutional government is the main problem, not just government. So that would be the real story there, if you ask me.
I agree that is a big story, but I submit to you that it's not our biggest problem at all. And I don't think even wicked government is our biggest problem.
Unrighteous people.
Look, I submit to you, the government, for the most part, Kurt, is nothing more than a mirroring of the people. Let me give you an example. If you don't like what the House is doing, the House is made up of people that we elect to the House. You'd say, well, the system's corrupt. I would say, no doubt. And the people that run the system are corrupt. Who's the real government? It's we the people, right? I mean, after all, we just elect them and they serve us. We pick them out of our own masses to represent us, right? So, you know, I submit that a Congress or a government is just a mirror of the people. And when the people were good, the government was fairly good. Was it perfect? No, people aren't perfect, but it was good because the people were moral and good for the most part. We need to return to those things. And I submit to you that the best thing you can do is clean your inner vessel. You can repent before God and you can, with clean hands and a willing heart, then teach your family to do the same. And if you have a righteous male and female, a mother and a father, and you believe in traditional marriage and you stand for these principles and then you, you know, teach your children that and your family knows that. Family, ladies and gentlemen, is the fundamental unit of society, okay? And if the family's all broken down and melting down and everything, and if the people are all melting down and committing sin and, addicted and you're not going to have a good government because the people that government supposedly serves is corrupt. And so we've got to go back to this. And so maybe I'm just kind of stupid, but if I look at this poll, I don't think government is the country's top problem. I think the people that are living in it that don't take personal responsibility for their own actions, the people that are in it that aren't self-governed are the problem. Look, we've got 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison inmates. We just lock everybody up. And you can say, well, they need to be locked up, Sam. And my response is, I agree. Why? Why do they need to be locked up? Because they're bad guys. Well, why are they bad guys? Well, then they don't want to talk about the ultimate reality, primarily because they haven't been taught to believe in God and keep his commandments. That's why, Kurt. You can have the 50 gazillion government commandments and then say nobody obeys them and everybody's a bad guy. Or you can teach the principles that God set forth and realize that God is the author of our liberty, not government. And if you point people to this reality, and I know I sound like a broken record because I talk about this all the time, but I'm telling you, there is no answer. If you don't make individuals self-governed and give them a reason to be obedient to God and then teach their families to do the same, if you don't have righteous, good, honest, moral, stable families, you're not going to have a good, honest, stable society or government, Kurt, at all. It's not even possible. And then I bring this all up and then they attack me every way but Sunday. Sunday, they're too busy celebrating and having bread and circus. They can't attack me on Sundays. I just go to church and then they, you know, do their bread and circus. And then on Monday, they resume the attacks. But I'm telling you that it is about God, family, and country. It is about the protection of life, liberty, and property. Those are the answers. And I just pray that people in our nation recognize that and return to that as soon as possible. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.